The telephone is an amazingly useful machine and very easy to use. But believe it or not, people don't always use them effectively. Because we're busy and focused on ourselves, we often use our phones in a manner that's helpful for us, but not necessarily for everyone else. Hopefully you know a few of the basics, such as keeping your phone volume low or on vibrate, resisting the urge to use them during meetings or training sessions, and of course, refraining from personal texting while at work. For personal texting, it's best to give yourself one or two times per day you'll step away from your work, say outside or in the cafeteria, and then engage your personal texts. Those are obvious and important, but what I really want you to think about is how you interact and respect the person with whom you're speaking. And that begins before you even pick up the phone. When you hear the ring, grab a pad of paper and pen so you can be ready to take needed notes without causing a delay while you look around your desk. Before saying hello, I want you to smile and choose to be positive. How you feel will be sensed by the person on the other end of the phone, so smile and make a positive impression. Right after you say hello, be sure you've turned away from your computer towards the area of your office least likely to be distracting. No multitasking of any kind allowed. In fact, just looking at your pad of paper and pen is a really good idea because it encourages cognitive focus. Next, if the call isn't for you, but is for someone else in the department or company, don't say wrong number. Don't say they did anything wrong at all. Instead, help them. Connect them to the person, or at least share relevant contact information. Finally, during the call, remember to never interrupt the person. Interrupting tends to be viewed by everyone as a sign of disrespect. If you're very busy and facing a huge deadline, you can shape the call when it's your turn to speak, for example, by telling them you need to get back to them, but then do suggest a specific time. Of course, if you're honestly not able to talk, you probably shouldn't have answered the call unless it's your boss or a person you're expecting an important call from. The telephone is your friend, but if you don't use it correctly, it won't necessarily make you look friendly. Remember the tips above, and you'll connect successfully by building only positive impressions.